there, Herman. I believe that I'll take this time to tell you about our trip to California, as it'll take a magazine to write it down. Well, we started out Friday, August the 16th at 7 o'clock p.m. We traveled to Austin, and the Capitol building sure did look good and pretty that night as we were traveling through. Then we went through Johnson City about midnight and got to Fort Stockton about 4 or 5 a.m. and waited there until the garage opened so that we could get our car fixed. As it turned out, they didn't have the part we needed, so we just went ahead and ate breakfast there. Then on our way to El Paso, just a little ways before, we changed to Mountain Standard Time. The mountains sure were pretty traveling through El Paso. That was Saturday when we did this. When we crossed the New Mexico line, we had lunch there. We had a lunch with us, so we just stopped at a picnic area at the New Mexico line and had our lunch there. That's where we saw some real big ants, and they're probably just old hat to most people, but they were new to us. That Saturday night, we stayed at Tucson at a motel. Then Sunday morning, we went to church there, and the church was surrounded by mountains, and that also was very pretty. The mountains surrounding it gives you a good feeling. We also went swimming at the motel, and then got into the car and traveled back into the mountains. When we were coming out of the mountains onto the city of Yuma, Arizona, the lights were very numerous and bright, and it inspired us to sing How Great Thou Art. It really gave us a good feeling. That night, Sunday night, we slept in the mountains of California, and Monday morning pulled into San Diego. Then we got a hotel and went to Balboa Park. That's where the San Diego Zoo is. After visiting there, then we went on a tour of the city. And we also went through the naval training where Dad went to boot camp. And that was fun, too. We also saw a lighthouse at Point Loma in San Diego. And let me read something from the travel guide about this. It says, in 1542, Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo landed on the shores of San Diego Bay at Point Loma, and this historic event is commemorated in Cabrillo National Monument, which preserves an old lighthouse often mistakenly referred to as the Old Spanish Lighthouse. Then Tuesday, we went to Los Angeles and again got a motel, and that day visited Knott's Berry Farm and had their special fried chicken dinner. We also walked through Ghost Town, saw an old lady spinning wool. We saw a fiddler that could play almost anything you ask him to. We also went on a 100-year-old merry-go-round and ate cotton candy. While we were there, we also went on a train, and while we were on it, these hold-up men came, and they staged a mock stick-up. Ruthie thought they were real, so we had quite a time there. She was the show of the whole train. Then we went back to the motel and went swimming. The next day, we woke up late and got ready to go to Disneyland. When we went to Disneyland, we went on a guided tour because of we didn't have much time as it was. We also got in a submarine and went under a waterfall, and that was lots of fun. We saw the Lincoln exhibit, the GE exhibit, and It's a Small World exhibit that we saw at the New York World's Fair. Then we spent the night with my dad's first and second cousins and his family. I played pool with their oldest boy, and that was fun. Oh, by the way, can you figure out how my dad can have a first and a second cousin and still be the same person? Well, Thursday, we drove all day, and on the way got wet in the Pacific Ocean. We got to San Francisco about 10 o'clock, and there, for the next few days, visited my uncle and his wife. Friday, we drove around San Francisco and went across the Golden Gate Bridge. We ate in Chinatown that evening. The food, well, it was different, to say the least. Aunt Diane also told me how to eat with chopsticks. I didn't get to be a master at it, though, that's for sure. Then the next day, Saturday, about 2 o'clock, we left for Reno, Nevada. We had supper there and saw casinos while we were driving through the Nevada. We got to the Utah state line at about 6 a.m. When the sun came up over the Salt Plains, it sure was pretty. Then we traveled on to Salt Lake City and got us a motel. There we went swimming and had lots of fun going down the slide and things. That afternoon, we went to Mormon Square and heard a recital in the tabernacle. They wouldn't let you go into the temple. Then we went to the Church of Christ in Salt Lake City for church services. Before we went to church, we went to the Utah State Capitol building. They had lots of flights of stairs that we went up, raced up practically. And while we were there, we saw some flowers that were growing in the shape letters UTAH for Utah. Then we went inside. We noted some people going around on tour, but we decided not to take the tour. They had lowered the chandeliers down from the ceiling, and they were huge things. The ceiling didn't look very far up, but about that time, the tour man said, "This doesn't look very high up, but really it is." And then he said something about the painter that painted the ceiling and something amazing that happened then. We also saw some mountains around Utah, and they were the only ones that we saw that had snow on them. Then Monday morning, we got up early and traveled across Wyoming and bypassed Cheyenne. Then we dropped down to Colorado, got off the main road, and went to Estes Park and the gateway to the Rocky Mountain National Park. There we saw trees and mountains and a stream. It was very, very pretty and inspiring. Then we went to Denver and visited my cousin, her husband, and their little one. Then we went on to Liberal, Kansas. On the way, saw Pike's Peak, which, as I've mentioned, there was no snow on this mountain. The only ones we saw with snow were in Salt Lake City. Then, Wednesday, we went on to my Grandma Hogsett's and spent the night there. Then at 10 o'clock, we went on to my grandmother Powell's and stayed there till Sunday evening. And then we drove at night and on home. How is that for a trip, Herman? We really enjoyed it. And the sunsets we saw on the way were all pretty, but the prettiest one that we thought was the one on our way home there last night. I hope you enjoyed this. Hey, Herman, I got your last letter, and I hope to answer it before school starts Monday. Goodbye, Herman, and a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, and a happy new year, too.